Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This episode is brought to you by Undeniably Dairy. Did you know some cows might be snacking on seaweed? Dairy farmers are researching potential nutritional changes to their cows' diet to help reduce methane emissions. Additional research and innovation are helping them save water and spend less energy on every glass of milk. To learn more about what dairy farmers are doing to make their farms more sustainable, visit usdairy.com.
Hey, you guys. Welcome to just a little segment of Skim from Scott and Kim. Hi,
hey.
Kim.
Hi.
We're in the car, and we're about to see the Spider-Verse deal. We're actually going to have lunch with some local Utah tadpooler people, which will be fun.
Totally.
But right now, we thought it'd be fun because we're in this new area south of where we live. It's not going to matter to anyone who doesn't live here, but they have a whole bunch of new development. It's really cool out here. And so we just for fun, we're like, oh, let's see what the real realtor stuff is out here. And there's this place. We are at a place in our lives where we're trying to downsize, right?
Yeah.
But there's this
would
house.
This not be downsizing at all.
That's got 10 bedrooms.
Seven baths. It's under $1 million.
It looks beautiful, though. And it's under $1 million. It's like 900 something.
It's pretty
which
new.
Is not yeah. us. That's not downsizing. I can promise you that
oh
for
gosh,
us.
No.
But why did we even look at things like that? What is that about?
Know.
Why do people do that?
I don't know. That's what people do, I think, whenever you go to a different city.
Do you think it's just like window shopping? You're just sort of like,
washing?
Oh, that'd be cool. Like going to, what's it like? It's like when we used to go to Ultimate Electronics and never buy anything.
Yeah.
Or not Ultimate Electronics. Incredible Universe.
Incredible Universe.
Loved it
there
in there.
There was Ultimate Electronics. Then there was the
FYE. Whatever
more
it is.
More information.
But I love the idea of like, oh, we're looking at homes and this fancy thing, but we're never going to do
we're
that.
Never gonna
we're not
there.
Those people. Unless we had some kind of compound need where we're like, well, we need a place to put all these children.
If we had a compound need.
Yeah. But
ten
what's,
bedrooms.
What's funny is that price was half that 10 years ago, 5 years ago.
That's a lot of freaking rooms.
No, it's a lot of rooms. You could do, if you were a serial killer, you could do all kinds of weird stuff in there. I'm not saying that's what we are or that we'd want to be. It seems like a rough.
It would give you an opportunity is what it would do.
It seems like a rough way to live.
The opportunity to have like a mud room, a red room, a green room before you go on to shows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Workout room.
Dogs
would have their own bedrooms.
Can you imagine? Oh, my gosh. We'd lose the dogs in a house that big.
It's
stupid.
It's not that much. I mean, it's over 5,000 square feet.
It's a lot of
square footage. It's a lot of
square footage. For us, we are not in that phase. We were never in that phase.
We're also like, well, maybe we should get like a townhome, something smaller.
Yeah, like a little townhome that, you know, little three-floor, 2,500 square feet kind of deal.
Yeah.
Like smaller, don't have to worry about a yard anymore, pay about $12,000 a day for an HOA. I don't know what they charge. It's more than what we pay now, I know that.
Right?
HOAs.
We pay HOA.
For townhomes, I mean.
Oh, yes, because they do their lawn and their shoveling usually.
Yeah,
because
our HOA is like $200-something a quarter or whatever it is.
No, it's more than that. Oh, but anyway.
Well, don't tell me. I don't want to know.
You probably don't want to know.
But the townhomes are more, right?
Yes.
Like a lot more.
Yes.
Double that or something?
But they also have the HOA plus, they have like two HOAs.
What does that
mean? So they have the one that's for Daybreak, and then they have the one that does all of the yard work. Snow shovel, like snow removal and stuff like that. So they do two of them, but they're one payment. But I did talk to someone about how much that was.
Could they not do it if they wanted to and say, oh, well, no. I don't want the snow removal?
It's like HOA. I can't walk in and go, I'm not paying it.
Yeah, but if it's two separate things. And you're
no, it is one, but it's for two separate things. That's why they have.
Oh,
so ours
that's why
is
it's
for
more.
Just our HOA.
Right, which gives us like.
Excuse me. I mow our lawn.
Not all, some, most of the time.
Scott Johnson, you're so full of crap.
When I was in the last house, I mowed all the time.
Yeah, not in this house. How long have we been here? 10 years.
Do you know why?
Because
it's a dinky little weird lawn, and you get mad the way I do it, and you think I'm going to break stuff. You don't like the way it's like driving. You don't like the way I drive
either.
It's
not like you haven't ever run over a sprinkler head.
I haven't. Have I?
Maybe.
See, this is what I'm saying. You've got this idea in your head that is possibly not true.
No, I do choose to do it. But I do mow it.
Now she's waiting for grass to
what
grow.
That comedy sketch we saw of what's his name, and he's like,
who? Bergazzi?
My wife is the man of the house.
Yeah, Nate Bergazzi. It's not untrue in my case. Kim does all that. Like, what was his deal? He said, "I don't mind if you're going to mow the lawn, but you have to go to every neighbor and tell them that it wasn't my idea.
That I wanted to mow the lawn."
Yeah, that's how it is with me.
It's true.
Like, look, if
it's
you weren't true. Here, I'd see the mall and go, oh, jeez, I got to go long. I got to mow that. It's not that I wouldn't.
No, usually, too, when I go to mow it, you're like, really? You just did it, like, last week. It doesn't need it yet. And I'm like, actually, it grows really
fast
in
lawns.
The summer.
Lawns make me mad.
Another reason to get a townhouse. You would be like, oh, all we have to do is deal with a grill, and that's it?
Yeah, but I want zero scaping. I want, like, no grass. Like, quit putting water out in the middle of nowhere for nothing in the desert. What are we doing? You know, I don't care if we got flooding this year. It's not like it's going to be every year, you know?
That's true.
We're going to have another year sometime down the road. It'll be like, well, everyone be
this
real careful
true.
With
You're
your
right.
lawn use, your water.
Yeah, we do live in a desert. So I try to do that as much as I can. Like, I have right. a lot of space that is... small plants.
We do that in the backyard where the HOA can't see what we're doing.
With no grass and, well, they
clover.
Just want 80% of, really?
What?
You're going to out us like that?
What, clover? What? What's wrong with saying clover?
You shouldn't have it there.
Well, really? Why are we not supposed to have clover? Why?
That's in the rules.
The rules say you can't have clover.
Now we got to.
What?
Yes, it does.
Are you saying I have to edit this?
Yes, you do.
All right, hold on, everybody. How do I mark it? Is there a way to mark it? No. Hold on. Yep, I marked it. I know where it was.
Okay, so we do zero scape.
Anyway, so we do a thing no one knows about.
We do zero scape most of our lawn. We do have some lawn. I do mow it.
Right. But the stuff in the back, we've had trouble regrowing it because dogs and cars and people's dogs, I already said dogs, people's garbage cans sometimes do stuff to the edge of it.
Yeah.
Because we don't have
a
fence there. Should we fence it?
I don't want to fence it.
I don't either. It's so tiny.
Well, not only that, you have to like pull it back 2 feet to fence it. Yeah. We live like this tiny, tiny lawn.
Yeah, I don't know. Every time we go... We get into this mode of like townhomes, downsize.
And then we think, ugh,
empty nesters. Then
ugh.
I think about all the pain of doing it. We're closer to paying off house than we are.
Yeah, I don't want to buy something if we're. This
and do it again.
Paying it off.
Yeah, I don't want to do that again.
No.
Like, wouldn't that be cool to own nothing?
That's what I was telling you.
That would be the trick. We find a townhouse where we could sell and buy and then make that difference
mm-hmm.
where we don't owe anything after that and
that's
never have another.
To do it.
Oh my gosh, how great would that be? But that means you gotta go out in the sticks.
Maybe.
Or out in the, I don't know, Springville, maybe. I don't know.
Further away.
Further away. Which I'm not necessarily opposed to that. I just know you like your city comforts.
I do like the city more than...
You like your...
No, I grew up in the middle of nowhere, so I've
been like
there.
The opposite, right?
Yeah.
It's like people grow up in the desert and want to see snow.
It's
I
true.
Grow up in snow, I'd rather see the desert. I love the desert.
That's true.
The closer you get me out to the middle of nowhere, the happier I'll be. But I need fiber, and not just in my diet.
We don't get it. We don't get it where we are.
Not where we live now.
There's this little block in South Jordan where they're like, oh, wait a minute. Our HOA made a deal with...
They got some sneaky little deal going.
Somebody that now we can't get Google Fiber.
Yep, and it's going to piss me off.
Sneaky little deal. Listen to you.
I know they do. Somebody knows somebody at Celebrex or whatever they are. What's the one we got? What are they called?
CenturyLink.
CenturyLink. Celebrex. I think that's the thing you take for... It's one of those medications we see on Paramount Plus all the time. I don't understand how Paramount Plus makes you pay but still gives you commercials. They're the most cable-ass thing. Why? Everybody else is like, here, pay and then no commercials.
Yeah.
I know there's commercial levels.
They want you to pay and then they still make money.
I hate it. That's why I didn't like the old way. I like the new way.
I know.
But anyway, the point is, CenturyLink's been lying for years saying they've got fiber on the way, on the way, on the way. 10 years of that. Really? Where is it? Google's like, oh, we got it 5 blocks north and 2 blocks south.
Yep.
I don't know what's wrong with you guys. Well, I think I know what's wrong. There's some conspiracy. I'm not even a conspiracy theorist the way a lot of people are. But about this, give me a tinfoil hat. Anyway.
Let's make it a really cute hat.
Yes, let's make it a cute hat. If you're going to make a hat, maybe as well make it cute. So we are out at by a brand new Topgolf. Those are always cool. A brand new movie theater, which is where we're going to see... you know what's funny? Spider-Verse. The only two theater movies we've seen since pandemic time are Spider-Man movies.
Oh, that's true.
We've been twice. We saw No Way Home.
Yeah.
Back right after I hurt my back really bad.
Yeah.
Remember that? That was a nightmare. That hurt to stand. And then now this, which is...
The second time we've been,
and it's another Spider-Man movie. It's animated.
It's pretty great, though.
Yeah. Theater doesn't do much for me anymore. Hanging out, you know, having these meetups, that's fun. I like that.
Yeah, but we have the setup downstairs that is now sounds good. It looks good.
Yeah.
It's got a comfy couch. We're set.
It's theatery, and there's a toilet nearby that I don't have to share with a bunch of stranger men, you know. And I've got
You're funny.
Snacks or whatever that aren't $14 a sip or whatever it is. So, yeah.
It's all right. Every once in a while, it's fun to go.
I realize I've gotten, the more inflation has kicked in, the more annoyed I am with it. I'm so cheap.
Old man Johnson over here.
I can't help it.
Don't do that.
Do this. Why not? No. Anyway, so the place we were going to eat, though, where we're supposed to meet everybody for food in about 15 minutes, is closed.
Okay, I'm going to turn on my car because I'm going to shut the
car's
windows.
On again. Yeah.
We got to go meet everybody.
I wonder if they're hearing me through the phone or through the car.
I don't know.
I don't know either. You turn that off?
Yeah.
Okay, I think it's still working normal. Anyway, so we're going to go do that now, and we're going to have a great time, and we'll report back and let you know how that goes, okay? So be nice and do that twice.
Ready for breakfast, here's the table. Father, Mother, Bill, and Mabel.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.